Dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
it's Pat. For Horses and Pat, and this is
Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We want to say this. We know you're mad.
We know that you're mad. And it's normal to be mad at us. It's really normal to be mad at us. I want to really say, don't even normalize being mad at us, because it is
normal. It won't happen again.
It is normal.
It is normal to be mad, is what I meant.
Yeah.
So, the point is, last week I had a mental breakdown. The world is crumbling. And then this week we actually did do an episode, but we had technical difficulties.
Yeah, we had technical difficulties.
Was it just his mic or my mic too?
No, what happened was a big part of it was that my mic kept getting unplugged, which stops the QuickTime, which makes you
have to start.
So I had to send Allison it in three parts.
Loving that.
But we're trying to do more in person.
We know we're being stupid and bad.
Wait, I want to share something with you.
What?
I am on our way to Rhode Island. First of all, I went to Sam Taggart's apartment last week, and I saw Io, who I hadn't seen in so long. It reminded me of our first ever episode.
Was Sam Taggart a party, not invite me?
It wasn't really a party per se, but he should have invited you. And if he's listening, I want him to know he should have invited you.
Well, I was out of town.
Then maybe that has anything to do with it.
Whenever you're out of town, it's but who knew I was out of town, right?
I know. It was all gays and two girls.
But I like being a girl.
Yeah, you should love being a girl.
I like being a girl at a party.
And it seems like a blast.
I miss Io, and I really want to watch the new show she's in, because everyone's saying it's amazing.
Also, my dear friend. Not dear friend.
I didn't know. Wait, is that the guy you're obsessed with?
Lip, yeah.
Now it makes so much sense. I was like, that guy's so hot. And I was like, oh my God, is that the guy? For years, Pat's been saying that's the guy who's hot from Shameless.
He's so hot from Shameless.
For some reason, I picture a nerdy little kid or something.
Well, now I have two things. One is that
he makes me want to sit on his face.
Yeah, he's
really
hot. Is that
bad?
No, he's really hot.
Okay.
So I have two things now. One is to say that the creator of that show was on the first season of Hacks, Joanna Callow, and she was so funny, and I'm so glad that I can't wait to watch that show.
Oh, she wrote for Hacks, and now she created that show?
Yeah.
What a superstar.
And then two, I want to say is that, seeing Io was so nice, as you were such a nice, I hadn't seen her in so long, it was such a nice surprise, and then it reminded me of our first ever episode, because she was our first guest. So then on the way to Rhode Island, the next day was when we were driving, and so we listened to some of the first episode.
Oh my God, is it so crazy? Well,
we're just trying so hard in this really cool way.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Well, maybe miss,
we should try more.
Yeah, I know.
In what way are we really trying to really talk to each other?
Well, yeah, and we were really being on a podcast in this way that
yeah.
It's hard to remember we're on a podcast now.
Oh, wait, we were being on a podcast then.
We were being on a podcast.
That makes sense, yeah.
You were full Olay voice.
No. Hey, Pat, so I'm here. Do y'all here's a poll. Do you guys like when I'm Olay voice?
Or when you're real.
Or when I'm real raw.
Well, I think what happened was the pandemic just really
fucked. No, I literally.
Doing it over Zoom for so long really made it so hard.
Do you know what's so funny? I was just thinking, I was driving today and I was just I'm so deeply sad. I'm just I think we all, I hope, I don't know. Do we all feel this way? I'm just not. I'm so, so, so sad about the pandemic, and I just don't know if I'll ever be okay.
Yeah. I also had the experience.
Everyone had their lives. Everything was moving. People were healthy. And then the entire world shut down, and everything is different. Things are just,
yeah.
I agree, doing it on Zoom,
It sucks.
I mean, I feel,
it's no fun.
I feel lucky that we can do it, but it's so different.
Yeah. I also, just listening to myself in 2018, I really was just I just miss that person. And
me too.
I'm not that person anymore, and I don't really know why. I'm much more numb. I'm much more unfeeling and unexcited. And
do you think this is because we both went on psychiatric medication?
I don't know. For me, my main thing is I really listened to myself too. I was the things that that person wanted, I really got all those things.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
It is. But then I'm why do I feel so lately, just truly empty inside? Truly, I don't feel like I have anything to say.
That's not true.
I know, but that's what it feels like. And there's just a joy that was there 4 years ago that is not there anymore.
That's so sad.
I know, but maybe that's just being an adult, and there was a sense of adventure. I really felt like I was adventurous or something. If that
Me
makes
too.
Any
I
sense.
Felt like life was exciting.
Yeah.
I was just thinking this. I joked the other day. I feel like I died. I feel like my life's over.
I know. I was thinking. I was like, I bet the listeners are mad at me that I'm not that person anymore. I don't do that anymore.
Do I sound really different?
Well, you're Olay. We're just both younger.
We just like are happy to be alive.
You're as you say in the first episode, I'm firmly in my mid-20s.
Oh, that's so horrible to hear.
But I was like, I really try to still be interesting.
Oh my God, I 26?
I'm not that person anymore, but I want to be. I want to have something interesting about me. I guess. I don't feel like I'm saying anything interesting, but whatever.
But I feel the same way. Like, I'm like, did my life end?
Yeah.
When the pandemic started?
Yeah.
Did life end? What does everyone think?
Did life end?
Do we sound like like we need to be hospitalized?
Probably.
You know, I was talking to Ryan O'Connell again on the phone. When I was in Breck, and I was just like kind of complaining about this kind of thing, and had lots of wisdom, and he was just kind of like, he was like, yeah, like with this idea of being successful, it's like it actually isn't real, and yeah. Whatever you think it is, it isn't going to be that, and like
yeah.
Whatever you get, it's not going to be enough, and there's no person who feels like I got this thing, I'm perfect.
Yeah,
but I feel like at least in 2018, like there were all these things there were things we clearly wanted that felt like kind of in reach.
Yeah.
And then I think
that was very exciting.
It was so exciting.
Well, it was filled with
purpose.
We got
a lot of those things.
Yeah, we did get a lot of those things. And it really did. Well, are we jerking ourselves off now? We don't mean to do that either. We don't want to be gross in that way either. But I'm just saying like.
No, because I still want way more. Duh.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like a loser every second of every day.
Yeah, we're huge losers. All of my friends are on Fire Island right now. Every single gay person I've ever met is on Fire Island.
I have no friends. People hate me. And I wish I had a lot of the jobs that some of my friends have. Yeah. Is that cool?
It is so interesting.
Is that cool and relatable?
I've had to like, I do think I've had to be like, okay, so many of my friendships require me to hold on to them with white knuckles and like pray to God that they still like me tomorrow. And I'm like, that, you know what? It's so funny. Me and Angela went for a run from his sister's house and we're running in Rhode Island. We get to this bike trail that I saw
running
on the map.
Together.
Yeah, we went together.
That's good.
Yeah, and who do we see but Keith Forlenza, my dear college friend.
Oh,
Keith,
yeah,
from
yeah.
Mo and Keith.
Keith.
He lives in New York, so kind of to see him at a random bike path in Rhode Island unplanned.
Yeah, that's totally bizarre.
But then we like just chatted and catch up, and I was like, oh, you know, sometimes seeing old friends, like it's like, oh, right, like many friendships, you don't have to like literally pray that they like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like there
yeah, basically
is safety.
Everyone you met before you did comedy is probably like,
because a lot of times I'm like, there must be
friend.
Something deeply wrong with me that's really off-putting a lot of these people. And I'm like, well,
but
maybe
why do you
not,
feel that? It's not everyone's obsessed with you.
Maybe it just doesn't feel like that.
Who?
What is the deal with the Fire Island thing?
I actually,
at this point, I'm talking about.
I feel like you play it so.
I feel like you've handled it so publicly now.
You've handled it so well. I actually do not know. I do not know why your friends will not invite you to Fire Island. It's actually making me really mad.
It's just so confusing. Because then I'll see. I could then like let go and make whatever. That's just, they're going. That's fine.
Well, I wonder
then,
if now they think it's like a joke.
But what. But then is strange is then I'll see like, obviously they'll post quite a bit of content, which is really cool. And
quite a bit is generous. It's a mountain.
And then I'll see other people there. I'm like, oh, so that person, but I'm also friends with that person, like who isn't even in that friend group. And I'm like, oh, so then like there is something that you, what I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I almost feel like because you've talked about it, it seems like you don't want to go at this point.
I mean, my whole thing is I want to go and I'm not invited.
Do you want to go still?
I, at this point, not with those people, but whatever.
But there are also all different like factions of groups who might be fun to go with.
Totally.
I don't think you'd like it very much.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? It could be fun.
I just want to feel like I have friends.
Same. I feel the same way. Does everyone feel like this?
Well, you know, sometimes like when I'm being good with like sobriety stuff, mm-hmm. I'll like, and I'm having these resentments, I'll have to like pray for the person to get what I want, like the things that I want. And
oh,
so
you told me about that, and that sounds brutal.
It's really hard, and it, you have to be really consistent about it for it to work. And I've only seen
I could
like
never
once.
Do that.
So
I have to pray for my enemies
to get the things that you want.
To get the things that, no.
But I well, whatever.
Why?
Because it helps you at the end of the day.
It's
let
reverse
things
psychology.
Go.
Remember how like everything in the '90s is about like reverse psychology? On
you
TV?
Give it up
like
to your psychology. Higher power. You say, I cannot let go of this resentment. Maybe you can help me with that.
I definitely need. You know, I prayed to God this morning, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Well, not to get dark, but it's like I tweeted about this, but it's like you read so many headlines and you're like, you have to like be numb to like most things that happen in the news, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to get through a single day.
Yeah.
But every now and then you like hit your breaking point with it, and you're just like, oh, like the onslaught of Roe v. Wade, followed by this shooting in Chicago yesterday. I'm just like, oh, like it just those things together just like crushed me in this way that I was like, oh my God. Like I was just literally just give it up to, I was like, God, I just hope, I literally was like, God, I hope, please make people okay. Like,
yeah,
I hope people are okay.
And totally.
And that being said, I pray for my enemies to have to win Emmys for their hit TV shows.
So one thing that it does help with is sometimes it can elucidate like what it is that I actually want like, yeah. from this. And I was kind of doing it with that a little bit. And I realized like what I was like wanting them to have, you know, in terms of like what I want, it made me think about what it is. I was like, oh, I hope they feel loved. I hope they feel safe. I hope they feel like people Aww. Like them. And I was like, oh, that's just what I want. Like, I hope they feel like they belong. And like, that's so what it is. But you know,
you don't have that?
No, I do. I do. I certainly do. I just, yeah. you know, I do. I just, your 20s are hard. And then the aftermath of your 20s are hard.
Yeah. It just keeps being hard.
Yeah.
Life is a series of things to get through. But I feel like also there are people who, I think so many people want to be your friend and think you don't want that.
I know. Well, I can't.
I don't know why either.
I can't figure myself out at all. No, I want to be really honest about the fact that you can't win with me and it's my fault. I don't know why. Like, I don't know how my brain works and I can't figure it out. And I can't, like, seem to succeed in having, like, very many, like, long, sustaining friendships.
But that's not true. You actually have lots of old friends.
I know. I do.
And old friends are great because it's perfect. Like, you don't have, like, the key thing, you don't yeah. have to talk to them.
Yeah.
For, like, months and you're still a good friend.
Yeah. Have I said too much on this? Probably.
Not at all. I feel yeah. like, I think it's really relatable. I think it's also really hard, like, just thinking, I was feeling recently, not in a bad way, but just really, oh, now that I've made the choice to stay in New York, which is a choice I'm very happy with, it's like, oh, it is just, there's certain people who, even though I see them a lot, it's not the same way as seeing them when you're in their city, and it's like,
yeah.
you're not really in their
Wait,
ecosystem anymore.
You were going to make the choice not to be in New York?
No, I'm saying I've made the choice to always be in New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like most people we know are like, maybe I'll go to LA one day. And I'm like, no, that's just not for me.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just like, oh, but you do lose some things. When at first I was like, oh, but all my friends are moving, but I see them all the time. It's like, no, they have their whole lives there. And it's just a different vibe.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I'm lucky. I think we both are. And that we keep, with what we do, we keep making new friends as we get older, which is nice.
Yeah.
Like, I've been having so much fun with my girl, Haley Nama.
I know. She's so sweet.
We've been going and working together in the mornings.
Oh, that's incredible.
I laugh so much.
I think one thing that's gonna be good about San Francisco is that, for one, the last like 3 days I've woken up at like 8, which is good for me.
That's really good.
And then for
imagine San Francisco.
I'm gonna be up at
what
6.
Is it, 6? What is it, 6?
I'm gonna be up at 6 a.m.
Heaven.
Yeah.
But then the days start to feel long.
I'm okay with the day feeling long.
What do you do in the afternoon?
I don't know what I'll do in the afternoon.
Sometimes my brain shuts down.
Well, yeah, in my head I'll be there for like a month, but I'll be there for truly 4 days.
I feel lonely too.
Yeah.
I think it's a pandemic thing as well. Like, we had such full lives.
And I know.
Then we were like, and then it was like panic mode. Like, okay, we'll make it work. We'll make it work. And then all of a sudden we're like, wait, we're sick of making it work.
Yeah.
And then everything's kind of dark. There's still good stuff though.
Yeah. Me and Angela.
Like mountains.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Me and Angela have been like talking about being open, which is like, maybe that'll make me feel new.
Oh, how are you? That it definitely will.
Yeah. But I mean, we're not like.
How are the talks going?
Good. It's very casual, laid back.
I feel like you're both like very rational about it.
We're just both very secure in the relationship now, in a way that I think he was before, but I was like very insecure about.
This latest tip with Brian made me realize I definitely can't do that again.
Yeah. We're not like pulling on the trigger on it immediately, but it's something it's so hard to like make the, because every time I go away, I'm like, should we have another talk about it? But I'm like, then it makes it seem like I'm like going to go fuck someone in December. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's like the timing is so crucial. Like, I remember like when I opened it up with my ex, I'd be like, I knew in my heart of hearts, I was like, well, I have to be single when I go to Europe.
Yeah.
And that's just what has to happen. So yeah. I have to do this before then. Now it's funny, now with Brian, I'm like, well, obviously, no, I prefer the relationship to being single in Europe. But at that time, I was like, obviously, I prefer being single in Europe to whatever this is.
You also were talking about in the episode, you were like,
how being open. Well, the drummer.
Not even that. You were talking about the drummer, mm-hmm. and you were like, and you were like, and he was straight. And I was like, I can't even imagine you being near a straight man. You're like, I haven't seen a straight man in years besides my boyfriend, Steven.
TBT.
Yeah.
I really wish him the best.
I wish him the best, too. You know, I saw him.
He's a good ex, and that he's a very nice person. And it was never mean to me, which yeah. is all you can hope for with it.
Well, you know, I saw him at Blink Fitness in 2019.
Yeah, how was that?
It was great.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I hope that this is just like pandemic fatigue and not like what being 30 is like.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I've been 30 for so long now. As somebody who's 33, I've been 30
for
so long.
Is this what happens
long.
When you're A, old, B, have gone through a global pandemic, C, start getting a couple of things you want, or D, the state of the world politically in 2022?
I think E, all of the above.
E or E, the famous option.
I know. Like, sometimes I get the urge to like take a test at school.
Yeah.
Like, I want to take like a sixth grade test.
The amount of dreams I have about taking tests is like disgusting.
Well, I just want to sit down with like paper and like fill in bubbles. And
I know.
What an easy way to progress forward.
It's like she says in Frances Ha, she goes, sometimes it's good to do the thing you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it.
Oh, that's so good.
I mean, that movie's unbelievable.
Yeah. I have to rewatch it. I haven't watched it in a while.
You know, I'm trying to write this movie and I'm just like, I'm at the point with the outline where I'm just like, I hate it so much. And I'm like, yeah. I think it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
You'll get through that. Like, you'll get to that and then you'll get through that and you'll take long times away from it and feel guilty and then you'll start again and you'll be like, wait, even the parts I like, now I hate.
Yeah, I hate the whole thing.
But then that'll happen. And then like,
I can't wait for you to have your movie. Is there a girl part?
There is a girl part.
Okay. Keep me in mind.
Okay, I can keep you in mind.
I'm such a good actress. Yeah, I think it's a combo of all those things.
Yeah, it's definitely a combo of all those things.
I do feel like I'm enjoying exercising and taking care of myself more.
That's good.
And drinking less.
That's pretty good.
All good things.
Yeah.
It's sad how proud I was of myself when I didn't get blacked out at the open bar.
Yeah, but did coke.
But it is like baby steps. It's like, oh, like realizing like, oh, I don't need to get really fucked up just because there's free drinks.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's like, everyone's like, this woman's sad. But I know it sounds sad, but I also know it's very relatable, so I don't really care.
Totally.
It's like,
Angela's nephew, a 6-year-old, in the car. I didn't even think I was laughing at anything. Like I was talking to his parents and then he turned to me and said, why do you laugh like that?
No.
And I said, I know. Like, let's figure it out together.
And it sounds like you have a mouthful. He goes, why do you sound like you have a mouthful of marbles?
Yeah.
What else did we talk about in the first epi? It feels like we're dying, like doing a funeral.
Well, you're like in your 90s back.
Yeah, I'm 90s. I got these.
Oh, that's good.
I hate when I go out of town and I'm away from my clothes. I miss my clothes so much. So when I come back, I love seeing my clothes again.
You know, me and Angela still have a little bit of a terse patch over the fact that at the Hacks premiere he didn't have any pockets, but he brought his sunglasses.
Oh, and he lost the Gucci.
So he would argue that I lost them because he gave them to me to hold, which is like no one really understands why you did that. Mm-hmm. And then I put them in my pocket, but I was like, I'm taking my jacket off, and then I took it off, and when I picked it back up, they weren't in there anymore.
I don't think it's that we're having a funeral. I think it's that we both felt bad that we missed the last 2 weeks, and we're like, how can we like revamp and like
totally
reinvigorate?
Yeah, totally.
What we love to do.
Yeah, we're definitely not having a funeral,
especially because we're about to go to Yara.
Yeah, truly.
Also, I also felt bad that you like your scheduling is stressing out.
I know.
Like you were texting me, and I was like, I just felt so bad for you.
It's just like the stress of everything.
It's a classic.
Classic.
It's
all good things.
All good problems have. But it's such a classic, like. But I know. As soon as you
talk about what we were talking about.
And then it was so funny because as soon as you texted me that, I was like, oh wait, okay, so I'm a loser for having my schedule not be fucked up by work. And then I was thinking about all the times that I have fucked up my schedule because of work, and it's okay. It's beautiful.
Totally. And I didn't. And those times I didn't necessarily.
Not
have
always.
To fuck up my
guess
schedule.
What I had yesterday?
Shake Shack.
Yes.
How was it?
Lettuce wrap.
Lettuce wrap burger.
I had a lettuce wrap burger, and Brian and I shared fries, so it was basically on a diet. So skinny.
Wow.
To get lettuce wrap and only half fries is literally
oh, I miss those cheese fries.
Oh, and then it was so funny. It was so funny. We're at the Denver airport, and the guy said, "This is the only full service bar at a Shake Shack. Like, do you guys want to sit at the bar, and we'll serve you?" And me and Brian were like, "No.
Yeah,
we want to go in line like everyone else."
Yeah, I The other sensation I'll have, the last thing I'll say, and this is connected to listening to the pod, but it's also different because it also is connected to, like, I was watching this, Angelo had this, like, video of me on his phone from, like, when he first started dating, and I was looking at myself. I was, like, being obviously hysterical. And I was, like, I have this relationship with the person I was when I was, like, 30, where I'm, like, it feels like knowing a younger person, like, wanting them to think you're cool, but I don't, you know what I mean? Like, that makes sense. I'm like,
you want to think younger. You want younger. You're cool.
I'm like intimidated by my younger self. I feel so crazy saying that, but I get like a weird pit in my stomach. Like,
I feel like I want to look like my younger self.
I don't know if I even do.
I just like, you know, when you realize like, oh, it's not pandemic weight. This is just like my body.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
But I
will say too. Sorry, this is the last thing I'll say.
No, please don't be.
That is the other thing too. Listening, I was like, there are some things I so miss about myself, but there's also ways I've grown. There's like things that
we said some horrible things
that I'm like, oh, I would never say that today.
And I remember we used to get annoyed when people get mad at us for saying things in the pod, but now I'm like, oh, that was a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's sort of the beauty of having a podcast and a community is that they keep you in check. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I know that I had Shake Shack yesterday, and I know that it was good.
Yeah. And sometimes
that's enough. I was crying today about the idea of poetry.
I used to do... Oh, really?
I just love it so much. Wait, so powerful.
Just to say one more thing about tests in elementary school. Yeah. I remember doing so good on my like global tests in sophomore year, or junior year, and I could tell my my teacher hated me, and I could tell he was always so mad when I did so good on the test.
Oh, because he wanted to be you. Feeling.
He wanted to be me, of course.
Everyone who's mean to me, I know it's because they want to be me.
He told me I mumble because I want to have my say, but I don't want to be really heard. Yeah.
That's really powerful. I need water.
Yeah.
That's too powerful. I have to get some water.
Yeah. So my friend is getting water because what I said was too powerful, which is actually something that happens to me quite often. And I often have to, it's kind of the sensation of when a TV character kind of shakes someone's hand and crushes their hand and says, "Guess I don't know my own strength." That's like me with saying incredibly powerful things to friends.
You know what's iconic about this apartment building? Remember the ceiling fell in? Then the window fell in.
Oh, yeah.
While I was gone, the shower door fell in.
Are you serious?
And it's still like the best apartment I've ever had in New York.
It's such a good apartment.
I know. I'm sad. I really don't want
to
leave.
I go on redfin.com to take a look at real estate porn.
Yeah.
I saw for sale for $4 million.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Can you imagine having $4 million?
And being like, yeah. And it was the nicest.
I will one day. Manifest. I have $4 million.
I saw the nicest like two bedroom in the West, like just down the street from here. It was like,
two-bedroom.
I mean, it wasn't big at all, but it was so nice, and it was such a nice location.
I know. I know someone who has a two-bedroom in the West Village, $3 million.
It feels like the end of the day, but it's really, in many ways, the beginning of my day. I wonder if I'll run today. So, I can talk about this. I've been struggling. Those of you who follow me on Strava will notice.
Yeah, tell us what's going on with your running journey.
You know, I just was like finally getting to a place where I was like really comfortable running even longer runs, and I was running about, I was really running like close to 60 miles a week for a couple weeks. I had honestly, 57, 58, I think. And then I was going to run probably 61 miles last
week.
That's
so many.
And I was finally ready to just start doing just a little bit of like quality work. Like I went to the track.
What's quality mean? Like the form?
No, like anything that's not just easy running would be quality. So it's either like, you know, repeats or tempo or anything that's like, you know, not just easy running.
Okay.
And so I was just going to do a tempo. And I literally, my only thing was like, I wanted to be under 7 minute pace, which I used to do tempos at like, truly 5:30 pace. So I was like, that should whatever. So I was running, and I was running about 6:30 pace, and I was like, this is fine, whatever. But I did have this little pain in my hamstring, and then finally on literally the last lap on I got this little pop in my hamstring, and then I like had to jog home.
That sounds unpleasant.
I had to truly limp home for 3 miles. That
reminds me of chicken, a fried chicken when you get a ligament.
That was exactly what it was like.
That's exactly what it was like. You know, did I talk on the podcast how I brined a chicken?
No.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Dads love to brine.
Really? My dad didn't want me to brine.
Oh, he's gay. If your dad isn't brining, he's
I think both,
a
both
flamer.
My parents have gay energy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they both, like, my mom's more the dad, my dad's more the mom.
It's kind of like Angela's parents.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's modern and chic. I think I want to be a dad.
I want to be a mom.
You're in love with me. One of us text draw dog.
We switch bodies.
That'd be fun. I'd love to be a man for a day, see what it's like.
Yeah.
Would it be fun to be a girl? No, too much to carry around. Boobs, thighs. My thighs are big.
Oh, interesting.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Which is cool and awesome. My throat is kind of bothering me. Hope it's nothing.
I really hope it's nothing. You know, my
what? You were sick.
Your neighbor. No.
No, you were sick.
Weeks ago.
I meant how are you feeling?
Non-COVID. Oh,
I meant
better.
It in a nice way.
Yeah, better.
Who's my neighbor?
Your neighbor who I work with?
Yes.
Has,
Does
COVID.
She? Does she now?
And she's symptomatic, isn't she? Isn't she now?
How's she doing? She locked in the room?
She's doing well. She's locked in the room. Her partner has it as well.
Shame.
Yeah.
Real shame.
Real shame.
Interesting. Oh, we have a letter for help. Amazing.
Hi, Kat. Hi, Pat. Hope you're having a fantastic life, even. I have a question. I'll make it brief. My girlfriend and I, my same-sex partner, she and I are going on about 2 years now. It's been rough, but also beautiful. She fits into a lot of parts of my life, but sometimes she doesn't. Like, I love her family so much, but sometimes she pisses me off. Her friends are like the friends that I've never had before, but like, sometimes she's rude. Basically, my question is, a lot of the problems I have are with her, but everything else in her life fits and, like, completes mine. And the problems that we're having aren't, like, super-duper bad. We're just, like, not communicating well. Like, I don't know, maybe I just wanted to vent because I don't really know what my question is here, but, like, is that normal? Like, is it fine that I'm, like, a reason that I'm staying is because the life that she offers is so fantastic? Am I crazy?
You're not crazy, girl.
You're not even close to crazy, girl. We love you, girl.
No, you would never find
us. Girl, you're not
us.
Even close to crazy. Your question made me sad, though.
Yeah, I am.
Because at the beginning, I was like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. But then the way you phrased the question at the end, I think you answered your own question.
Yeah, you have to, at the very least, have that person be someone that you really, really, really love spending time with. And listen, every single person in the world is going to have things that piss you off, and you're not like mm-hmm. you have to make sure you're not comparing your partner to like literally an ideal human being who has nothing wrong with them, and like just if you're comparing them to anyone, you know, any flawed human being. So it's like anyone's going to have flaws, nothing's ever perfect. And I also think relationships do have seasons, like mm-hmm. I think that in a good way, like I think there's ups and downs, and like things that you're struggling with now you might not be struggling with in as little as 2 months, so that's something. But yeah, you can't like stay with her because you like love her sister or something.
Yeah. The way you phrased the question, it made it sound like, I know this isn't what it's like, but it's like, but I like the life he provides.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, I don't like him.
Yeah, but make it girl.
No, I know. I'm saying it's more like a trope.
If you were. Yeah, it's no, like totally, trope. Totally.
I'm except doing character
it's
not, work.
It's like more social than financial.
That's what I'm saying.
Totally.
Just sort of.
No, but
it's
I
so
mean,
hard when you love their family. It's so easy. It's so easy when you hate someone's family to be like, this isn't the person for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said she's mean or rude. That's rude, what do you mean?
I mean, who isn't rude? I've never met someone who wasn't rude in my life.
I can be rude sometimes.
Have you ever met a polite person? Even polite people are rude in their own special way.
Brian's pretty polite.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's rude sometimes.
Yeah, and also I was just thinking, like, being in a relationship honestly is so much work. And sometimes it feels like it's so many conversations. It's
yeah.
Like, what is this?
I know.
I don't know what the answer. Well, first of all, it's, I don't know why I'd be qualified to give you the answer. But I think... Oh, I don't know. It's like I need more information. Like, how old are you? Like, what do you want from life?
Yeah.
What do you think, Pat?
I think that right now it feels like you're just thinking about things, which I think is a natural state to be in. And I think, you know, my old favorite saying, more will be revealed. I think like...
I love that one.
At a certain point, you'll know more. You'll have your answer. But I think that... Because I just think that...
And don't be too
these
hard
things,
on yourself.
These things are things to think about for sure. Like, they're definitely seedlings of like what might be reasons to end the relationship. But maybe...
Maybe it's too soon.
It's too soon.
You don't need to end it yet. I guess feel it out.
Yeah.
Take it day by day.
But definitely don't... If you do decide that, like, oh, this is ultimately not... Because it doesn't sound like you're sure that this is not the person for you. You sound like, I'm not sure if this is the person for me, but I love their family. And if it ever gets to be like, this is not the person for me, but I love their family, then I think you definitely have to end it.
That's good advice.
I'm amazing and smart.
You really are.
No, I'm really not lately.
No.
I decided I'm going to completely revamp myself. No, I'm just going to get up earlier again. I'm going to do my things.
Me too. You know, July 5th, actually. Oh my God, July 5th is today. Do you ever, oh, you're not on TikTok, but sometimes I'll be like, I have an intuitive, sometimes you'll get a TikTok that's like, I have an intuitive message for you. Oh. It's like no hashtags. And so I'm always like, listen, like.
Wait, TikTok does this to you? Like the.
Yeah, well, like people will have accounts and they'll be like, this is an intuitive message for you.
Wait, so someone will just send you a message?
No, it's more like as you're scrolling through, a video will come up that's like, this is an intuitive message for you.
But it's not necessarily for you.
No,
they're
but
just
it
saying
is.
Because of like the universe. Like,
yeah, the universe brought it to me. So yeah, it's for me in that way.
I just wanted to pin that down.
Sure, pinned. Consider it pinned. King.
Yeah, consider it pinned for the date.
Consider it pinned. He's pinned. So apparently a lot is shifting on July 5th, and this is a great day to revamp. And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I'm ready to wake up earlier, exercise, write more, keep my room clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the main things.
I want to write more.
I feel stupid
again.
Too. I was kind of sad because I doing my W column is my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, you're so good
but
at it.
Thank you. But if I have one that isn't like my favorite one, if the one I do isn't my favorite one ever,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, this one sucks.
Yeah.
And I was kind of feeling that way this month.
It's interesting. So many, like, I was watching, me and Angela, for a while, I've been with Angela rewatching Real Housewives of New York from the beginning.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good. And, but, you know, at one point, Allie Zarin, Jill Zarin's daughter.
Oh, how is she doing?
She's doing well, I think. They
where
have a
she sent her to fat camp?
It was a...
Sorry.
It was an arthritis center.
Oh, really?
And...
Sorry.
Jill resents when Bethany calls it a weight loss camp. No, it was... I mean, it was like a weight loss camp.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, when she... It was about that very much, but you could tell. I mean, it was a different time. It was 2008, and it was, like, a different time. But that essentially was
what
was happening.
Yeah, it wasn't 2022 that we were allowed to... like our bodies.
Yeah. And but then now they have a company together, Jill and Allie. But anyways,
what's the company?
I don't know. They like
what's
Salsa.
Jill doing?
Jill's on Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trip on Peacock right now.
Oh,
I haven't been watching.
I need a Peacock login because I really want to watch John and Kate's special.
Oh, you need? I can.
Did
give
you watch
mine.
It? Oh, you
yeah.
Have
it was really funny. Yeah,
it looks so good.
So good. Did I tell you what I did?
No. What?
Oh, whatever. I'll tell you later. Oh, it doesn't matter. I wanted to. I was moved to
write them a note.
Share about it. Mm-hmm. No, even share widely on my mm-hmm. story because and. So I was like, oh, did you know there's no one like John and Kate is mm-hmm. what I want to say and like tag them both. And then I did that. And then I looked back and it was like, did you know there is one like John and Kate? I was like so embarrassed because like, you know, I don't know them so
there
well.
There is one.
You know what I mean? Like, and then someone responded and was like, is it Beyonce?
I need to get that Peacock login.
I'll give you mine. I give out all my logins. If it's hundred
people, logins are like as you say pens. They're
yeah,
penny stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like one
login. A login. It's like come on. It's for like eight.
You can't take your logins with you when you die.
I was just gonna say you can't take it with you, baby.
You cannot take your logins with you.
I need that Peacock. I have when a friend lend me his show.
When you get to the end of your life, people don't remember what car you drove, what logins you had. People remember how you made them feel. And what logins you gave them.
Or people don't remember and they actually forget about you pretty quick.
I would love to. I'm dying to know like what happens.
When you die?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't want it to be just black. I'd rather it be hell and be on fire than it be just black.
It cannot be just black. I'd be so sad.
It'd be so boring. Even though it wouldn't. The thing is, it wouldn't even be boring.
Yeah, because you wouldn't even be able to know.
It would be like, this is what it would be like. First of all, you wouldn't even be able to consciously think this, but it would be like, oh, so there was fully no point of any of that. That is what it would be like. Oh, there was fully literally not a point of a single thing I did because now.
But
it's
you wouldn't
nothing.
Even be aware. You wouldn't.
No, you
be
wouldn't
aware.
Be aware. But yeah, no, I'm saying I know. But when that would I, be the overall. Little, that, that wouldn't be your thought, but that would be the overall effect of it.
When I was walking in the Kroger parking lot when I was like six, and I like realized what death was, and I like looked up, and I was like, so it's just gray, and you never have dinner parties to go to, never a dinner party again.
Oh my god.
You know, having a little. I'm gonna have a little gathering. I decided on Saturday. Oh yeah, you're gone.
I will not be here.
It's okay. It's okay. I need to plan it. But death. Well, you know, I watched an old Albert Brooks movie called Defending Your Life with my parents. And in the movie, the premise is that he dies.
Yeah.
And he has to go to this like purgatory space and defend his life to decide if he gets to
I hate movies
move
like
on
that.
To the next level or go.
I never want to like, though I really want to know what happens when you die. Like, I don't want to see a movie about some random ass guy's like thoughts of it. You know what I mean? Where like he had to like sell like a pitch to execs. You know what I mean?
I know
like,
exactly what you mean, but I don't know why my leg hurts. Do you know what that is?
No.
It hurts in a weird way. It hurts almost like a sunburn, but it's not. But it's like, is it a bruise? It hurts in such a weird way.
I don't know.
It hurts in such
a weird way.
You know, I went to the gym a lot in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Do I look?
You look amazing.
Like I went to the gym?
Mm-hmm.
I was being so funny yesterday to Brian, but he... Oh, you know,
that's,
and, like, you
that's
know,
a
like,
huge win.
You know when you're like being so giggly and making yourself laugh and your partner's just kind of like watching you do your thing?
Yeah.
Like, woo!
Yeah.
I like to go... Brian was making fun of me because I said we were like had this deep sort of talk and fight. We made up and then I said in earnest, I go, I hope I make you so happy.
Aww.
And he laughed so much at me. He was like, you hope you make... I was like, that's a normal thing to say.
Yeah, that's like a... That's literally something someone would say in Riverdale.
I hope I make you so happy.
You know that's normal because a Riverdale person would say that to another Riverdale person.
I guess he thought it should be like, I want you to be so happy. Like, I want to make you so happy. Not, I hope I make you so happy.
No, he's wrong.
Yeah, I'm right.
He needs to watch some TV shows to find out how people talk.
And then, and my favorite joke with him is like, if we've been together a lot and we're just like cuddling on the couch, and I'm like, miss you. I'm like, do you miss me?
Oh, that's fine.
And he's like, ha 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 ha.
Me and Angela were doing this bit yesterday because his sister lives in
where does sister live, Pat?
Sorry, his sister Angela forgot his keys, but
oh.
His sister lives in a cul-de-sac called Watson Farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know when like a cul-de-sac has a name?
Yeah.
But it's not like bougie, it just like they randomly decided to give it a name.
It wasn't even like that.
But his, you know, it's like lots of families live there, and mm-hmm. so they took their like on 4th of July morning. The kids were of the coldest of the kind of little
the kids of the cul-de-sac.
The kids of Watson Farm were doing a parade.
That's so cute.
So everyone had to wake up at 9 a.m., including me, and decorate these people's bikes, these people being the children. And then they drove around. But me and Ashley didn't realize that like it was called Watson Farm, and then we saw the sign when we were out there. So we kept doing this bit while we were like during the parade where we were like kind of doing a commercial for Watson Farm. And I can't remember. I mean, I was being hilarious, but I don't remember exactly what I was saying. But Angela was like, at Watson Farm, we don't farm animals. We farm memories.
Oh, wait. You just unlocked a memory for me. Brian and I have been having all this good sex. We've been apart for like 2 weeks. And then we were like getting really kind of in the early morning, like talking, kind of getting sexy. And he was like, he was kind of asking me like, what does it feel like when you get horny? Sort of like, what does it feel like? And I think he said something like, does it feel like, he asked like if I just like feel it physically or like in my mind, or, like where, you know, where it's just like asking me to explain it.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, I was like getting really turned on by the way he was saying it, but I, instead of it, I didn't know how to answer. I was kind of like out of it. And I was just like, what I said was, I was like, both ways can happen.
Oh. And then you're the one who needs to watch
then
TV.
Then we both were dying. Both ways can happen.
That's so weird.
It's normal. It's cool. You need to watch Riverdale, which I've never seen.
That's the opposite of normal.
Brian's friend from college is on Riverdale.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask what character he's
the gay one?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can he introduce me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He's not gay.
Are you kidding me?
I think that's public.
He acts gay on Twitter by being like friends with all the girl cast members.
You can't be friends with a girl unless you're a girl or gay. Yeah. And that's textbook.
That is so annoying. I'm about to throw up. I'm about ready to throw up.
Don't be mean.
I can't believe he's not gay. That's like, I'm dying to know if Noah Schnapp is gay in real life.
Who's that?
He plays Will Byers on Stranger Things.
Will Byers.
It is interesting.
I really don't like all the Stranger Things
stuff. I'm ready to come out and say like Stranger Things. After season 4, it's like, yeah, this is my favorite show.
Wait, what?
It's so good. Did you watch it?
What about it is good?
It's so, I don't know. It just is.
I don't know.
I just really
the
like
first
it.
Season
I'm
is like,
apologizing for it. They're hiding it.
Well, is it fun now because they're like, are they teens or how old are these kids?
They're teens, but they still.
They act like babies.
Well, yeah.
They act like little babies on that show.
I will say they do still kind of act like babies. But
like, are they dating? How
they're
old are
dating.
They,
15? In real life, they're like 20, but I think in.
They look so
what
young.
What happened was there was a full 3 years in between season 2 and season 3, but right. In the show, there was about 4 months.
That's
and
tough.
It was like, you literally chose people literally currently going through puberty, and we're like, let's wait 3 years, but then say it's been 2 weeks. It's like, you actually can't do that.
I only know about anything from
TikTok. That's my one note for Stranger Things.
It's stop time.
Yeah.
Stop time and do it again.
Or just like, if for some reason you do need to take 3 years to make the next season,
then rewrite
then
it.
You just have to figure out, like, you know what I mean?
Are you excited to write more hacks?
I am. I'm starting up again writing.
Were you
on
happy
hacks
with
soon.
The response to season 2?
I was, yeah. People I really love season 2.
Yeah.
I love working on the show, so I'm really excited.
I can't imagine being in a writer's room.
It's fun. It's actually fun.
Would I like it though?
I don't know if you would like it.
Yeah, because you know me.
I'm dying to be in person.
What would I be like?
I don't know what you would be like.
Would I feel stupid?
I don't know if you'd feel stupid.
I made the best sandwich of my entire life.
Oh, that's so good. What was it?
So it's a viral TikTok recipe, if you can believe it.
You're really off the cliff of TikTok.
I'm completely stupid and I have nothing to say.
No, I'm talking about TikTok specifically. You're sinking in the waters of TikTok.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But especially after 2 weeks alone in Colorado, I deleted Instagram and Twitter because I don't need to look at like people who know me. I look at people I don't know.
I can't believe how much I said earlier in this podcast episode.
I thought it was beautiful.
Okay, good.
You didn't say anything bad.
No, did I?
I thought it was very relatable.
Yeah.
The girls are like...
Yeah, the girls are like...
like, you freaks. It's almost relatable as the spitting on someone's face story.
that was a Patreon episode, so no one's going to know what you're talking about.
And
you're
going to look like... Unless they subscribe to the Patreon. They're going to be like, don't ask us for money when you never make Patreons, you stupid, stupid cunt bitch whore.
Yes.
What was I saying? Oh, the sandwich. The trick to a good sandwich, let me tell you this, baby. You take some iceberg lettuce, you chop it up, and you mix it with like... It's sort of like mayo, red wine, vinegar, and spices.
I'm already so in love with this recipe.
It was such heaven. And then you put, what I did was, which was so beautiful, is I heated up the meat and cheese and then put like the cold like lettuce, tomatoes on it.
Now that's when I'm like
fat,
starting
I promise,
to feel.
Honey, I promise.
I know, but it takes me
it
back
doesn't
to
have
this,
to be scary.
It takes me back to like.
Schlotzky's.
It takes me back to the year 2000. I'm in sixth grade. I'm obsessed with melted cheese. I can't get enough of this stuff. And I can't figure out. And it's honestly my biggest fantasy. When I was in sixth grade, I think I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I would fantasize for hours about this invention where it was goldfish crackers with taco bell nacho cheese inside them.
Oh, you haven't talked about that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I thought about it all the
time.
They
should pay you.
They should. But I mean, there's.
I don't like that food.
Logistically,
though.
There's no way to do it because you would keep it in the pantry like a normal goldfish.
Oh,
it wouldn't
no
be like you
it.
Don't have to go to a restaurant and buy them. They're in your pantry.
Well, there's no way to
That's
do
probably
that.
That's part of the fantasy. But they're still warm. You know what I mean?
You'd have to have it be like the way, like.
They had to be served at Taco Bell. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they'd have to be served at
Taco Bell. I'll say one thing about Taco Bell.
What are those peanut
pretzels? I'll say one thing about Taco Bell. They love a collab.
No, I know what I'm saying.
They're always trying to collab with someone.
They're like Dorito Crunchy Sticks.
Yeah.
They never want Burger Bombs.
They're actually afraid to go out on their own.
Yeah. They need a little Miss Independent.
Yeah.
Is that Kelly Clarkson?
Of course.
Crazy.
She's so talented.
People really love her again.
Isn't it
funny and beautiful to watch how people like love celebrities, hate them, forget about them, want them dead, love them?
She was literally doing like men's. There was a time in history where she was literally doing like men's watch commercials.
And good. It was like, I would love to do that.
I'm saying like, not, like she would never do that today, I don't think, because she doesn't need to.
Yeah, because she has her own program.
Exactly.
And she's beloved on it.
I'm speaking to what you were saying. You're kind of like,
I know.
Acting like we're not agreeing, but in a weird way, we're agreeing.
We need a German word for that. When you're like you know you're saying the same thing, but it's like not connecting.
Well, yeah.
You know who looks so fucking good lately?
Who?
Anne Hathaway.
I love her.
I love her. And the new interview magazine shoot she did, y'all see? Stunned.
Oh, you're talking. And
Carly knows because she's young and I'm cool and I'm young and I get it.
You're talking about this because of the famous viral video where she like knew Kelly Clarkson's song before her.
What are you, a mind reader?
I'm a mind reader.
You know, I've been getting really into drawing my tarot cards, which you don't like.
I just don't like... That's one thing. And, you know, I could believe in almost anything, a little bit at least. But I'm just like...
But why wouldn't you believe in it?
Because I'm like, the cards are already there. Like, I'm
But who chooses who you pick? Which one you pick? You shuffle them.
I know. I guess
there's something.
There's something.
So I want someone to come on the pod and give us, like, a psychic reading. But I want a real psychic to do it.
I feel like we always say that, but I don't know that I even really want
that. I don't
want
to know.
Well, I just, like, don't
care
enough.
What if they say something bad?
I wouldn't care.
I would care. I want life to be so
I've been
good.
Having terrible thoughts lately.
Oh, Brian was like, we're talking about someone on Love Island was like, I won't really want to go skydiving. And the guy's like, me too. And I was like, I don't want to go skydiving. And then I go, unless something really bad happens. Brian's like, oh, cool. Good to know. He posted on when you're ready to like approach death. But I don't mean that, but I do have, there is the self-destructive urge. Like, oh, if things go bad, I'll just like, do whatever the fuck I, and I'm like, why don't I just live like that? Why don't I live out loud right now?
Yeah, you should live out
loud. I'm having a really demented urge I have to share.
What?
I really want to get Lover in Taylor Swift font tattooed on me.
That's cool. You should do it.
Thank you.
My God. I want to give a shout out to.
To Taylor Swift.
Well, actually, this is going to be an early crush of the week.
Cool.
It's almost time.
Yeah, it's almost
time. You know, my crush of the week has to go ahead and be. Who, whatever genius fucking girls girl fucking slaytress wrote and came up with the New York Times crossword puzzle for yesterday, July. Oh, maybe it's actually today. Maybe it was actually today. It's because I did it yesterday
is
after
it on
10
your
p.m.
Phone?
Yeah, but it comes out after 10 p.m.
It is fun to do, isn't it?
And you know what they did? Because you know how sometimes they're thematic? So the 49 down was Taylor Blank, some of whose hit songs are featured in the answers to these star clues. Mine. Fearless,
no.
Blank Space, Shake It Off.
How amazing is that?
It was so much fun.
I love that.
It was the most fun I've ever had doing a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, so that person's my crush.
I can't wait to see
her live.
Sometimes
they say who invented it. Sometimes they say who wrote the puzzle, if that makes sense. Oh, yeah, Will Shorts with a Z actually did that. So, Will Shorts with a Z, you're my crush of the week. I
don't get it. That's their username?
No, it's not. It's like their regular name. Oh, that's who it's edited by. So, maybe Will Shorts chose them. But even still, Will Shorts, I like you for having approved that crazy, crazy idea that someone took a huge creative risk on.
It's so modern and so, like, not New York Times. My crush of the week is whoever is everyone on my plane for choosing not to sit in the middle seat next to me.
That was that person's always like,
so good,
so cool.
She's okay, girl. My other crush of the week is
that person's so cool who did that.
So speaking of Love Island season 8 is that I'm watching now. No spoilers. I'm behind as well, but who are my favorites? Probably Dami for the guys, and for the girls, Paige. Probably Paige.
Was season 7 good?
I like Tasha, but I don't know. I do like Tasha. I don't know.
Was season 7 good? Is it worth me watching season
7?
Yeah,
of course. They're all good.
Yeah.
It actually is really good.
Because then I could watch that all. And then all this time I'm watching it. Guess what? Season 8 is going to be building up.
Then
By the time I get to eight.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to really get my rocks off by being caught up so that when I get to England, I can watch it in real time with my real people.
Yeah. I would never
so watch
it.
I'm so tired all of a sudden.
I
wish there was a Shake Shack right now.
I know. But I'm meeting our friend for...
I know. Tell her I say hi.
I know. Do you want... You can come if you want.
It's okay. I wouldn't dare.
No, you're welcome.
I saw her pretty recently anyways.
Yeah.
And I have stuff to do. I have to like do that outline that I hate and I'm going to make myself go to the gym, which will be good, right?
I know. I theoretically may try to run, but knock on wood.
Is it going to rain or what?
It is supposed to rain.
Because you can tell from outside.
Yeah.
It's being fucking crazy.
Do
you feel hot today?
Yeah, you I guess really I good. Do feel hot my own weird way. It's just like we woke up at 8 and like we said we wanted to leave by 8:30, which we knew like
wasn't. Oh, you were in Rhode Island this morning. Oh, you had a
but then we actually
and left. You're going to San Francisco tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a lot. Damn. And then yeah, but when we go to London, I'm going to Indiana the week before I'm landing.
I'm scared of this.
10 a.m. in the morning, and then flying out at 7 p.m. that night to London, from Indiana to London. Isn't that crazy?
What are you saying? Same airport?
I'm going home in between.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least you have lie-flat.
I need to go home.
When you have lie-flat, flying becomes...
And it's 7 p.m., so it's like...
It's good night.
I'm going... It's going to be good night.
It's going to be good night. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to be in heaven. You're going to get on the plane.
I hope it's the same girl next to me.
I hope it's the 49-year-old.
It won't...
And the 36-year-old's next to you.
It won't be the... It might not be them because it's a different airline.
You never know.
Yeah.
I hope that maybe you're going to get there, they're going to give you dinner, you're going to eat it, you're going to knock yourself out, wake up in another country, bitch.
I just, yeah.
I'm so glad your passport came.
I could have, I know it came today in the mail. Such a good feeling. I was about to call them because like.
Brian's just came too.
Because now we're within 2 weeks, so you can call and be like, hey, like we're like, within
hello,
2 weeks.
Miss.
And I was going to do that, but on the site where you check the status and get the number, it was like, it said that it was supposed to come around July 5th. I was like, let me go check my mailbox. It's there. Do you feel hot today?
Yeah. I do because I'm so happy to be alone in my apartment again. I'm so happy to be back in New York. I always feel hot. My watch is telling me to stand up. I don't know if I will long enough. Anyways, are you mad at me?
No, not at all. Are you mad at me?
No, I wasn't because I've been kind of like, because I canceled that episode. Cause I was
no,
so
I, but then I canceled that episode. That's I just true. Feel like I've been feeling like maybe both of you have been like no, testing no. your patience. So
I feel like we've all been busy. We need to recommit.
Okay. Yeah.
To the program. Now, is that it?
Yeah.
Say what you want to say and let the words we're still fall. Trying to come up with a ending theme song.
And it might be that.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Love you, bye. Seek treatment if you're boring.